Have you ever read something in the Bible and thought to yourself, ah, yes, how can that possibly be? How could God do that or Jesus say that? No, no, that can't be right. So now what? Well, most people pick the bits they like and reject the bits that they don't. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. When you read the accounts of the life of Jesus, there's something that really stands out. Huge crowds followed him around everywhere he went. Well, why wouldn't they? He was a powerful speaker, and the miracles that he performed, well, they were nothing short of amazing. Whole cities and towns would shut down and empty out so that everyone could go out into a field somewhere to meet Jesus. And yet, they didn't all like everything he had to say. In fact, we're told in John chapter 6, verse 66, that after Jesus had said these things, many of his followers left and stopped following him. And by the time he was crucified, he was completely on his own. Even his family and friends had deserted him for fear of being nailed to a cross next to him. Where were those crowds? Where were all those people? There are huge numbers of people across the globe who profess to be Christians as though somehow that label confers some sort of, I don't know, insurance policy on them for eternity. You know, just in case. But those same people want to pick and choose the things that God says and make up their own way, their own faith. Many want to remake God into an image that's more palatable, more acceptable. It's funny how everyone's a Christian until it gets biblical, until you meet the God, the Jesus of the Bible. God said, "I am who I am." He ain't changing for anyone. We don't get to pick and choose. After Jesus said these things, many of his followers left and stopped following him. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I'm here to tell you that the God of the Bible is a God who wants to bless you more than words can say, and he wants to see that blessing overflow out of you into the lives of countless others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Three Ways to Be a Blessing. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.